Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Brady is brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors, powering New England businesses with electrical products, services, and solutions. Also brought to you by your New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V, and by the Mass General Cancer Center, every day amazing. Tom Brady also brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in the sexual health of men. Good morning, Tom Brady.
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Well. How are you today?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. I was a little worried about you last night. I felt like, you know, maybe you needed a hug post game, and I know Nick would be the guy to give it to you. But was that as frustrated as you've ever been following a win?
You know, I think I'm always, I said, generally frustrated during football season. So, and yeah. I think it's very unique. Yeah. That's, I was very happy we won.
Yeah.
So, just wish we would play better offensively.
Yeah.
So,
well, and I
was going to do it. I don't think it's about, like I said, I don't think it's about talking about it. It's about, you know, doing it and, trying to get the best we can out of our offense to see if we can be more productive and score more points.
Well, and I was saying earlier when people were calling that you're a really competitive guy, and I'm sure some of that was frustration with yourself.
It's just frustration with the offense we're just trying to grind them out. It's, you know, happy we went on the road. But at the same time, you know, just wish we'd score more points.
Was that defense, did they play as well as you expected, or they play better than you expected last night?
Well, they're a good defense. They have a good D-line, really fast linebackers, and, you know, good cover players. So it's a tough defense, and we're gonna face some more tough defenses coming up. And we'll have to, you know, just figure out how we can, you know, get some more yards and get some more points and try to just fix our problems as best we can.
Tom, if you say you're frustrated with the output and performance of the offense, I'm sure it's not just any one thing you think can fix it, but what do you think it's going to take? Is it a combination of execution, health, different personnel, or a little bit of everything?
It could be a lot of different things at a lot of different times. And, you know, I think guys are giving good effort and trying to do the right thing and so forth. And guys are battling injuries, and that's just the way it goes. Every team is, but it's just, we've just got to try to take advantage of the opportunities when we get them. And we had some opportunities for some short fields and, you know, didn't necessarily, you know, execute as well as we could. And we're just going to have to try to find ways to play better.
So you said that you're usually frustrated during the season, that you've basically got resting frustration face whenever football is going on. If you could pick one adjective to describe your performance yesterday, what do you think it would be?
Well, I don't think there's one word that sums it up, but we're just not doing a good enough job to consistently move the ball down the field and score points. I don't think that's saying anything. It's not probably pretty obvious when you're watching. So we'll just try to get back to work and try to find some solutions and see if we can get a little bit better.
How much was Edelman gloating about the touchdown pass post game?
It was a pretty great throw, if you ask me. you know, they kind of did up on the fake and the safety came out of the middle of the field. And it was really great that Jules recognized that and just made a great throw. So that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. I was kind of going, where's he throwing? And then all of a sudden, Phillip was open in the middle of the end zone. And, you know, Phil made a great catch. Jules made a great throw.
Speaking of postgame, Tom, coach was reportedly praising you as you walked off the field last night. What did he say to you following the game?
You know, he just said good game, you know, tough win. So we're going to have those. I mean, there's going to be tough wins. There's going to be, you know, hard fought victories. And, you know, our defense did a great job yesterday. They're really playing well. And, you know, it was just a good way to go to Philly and, you know, go against a good team and you know, get a win on the road is always a good thing.
Tom, what did you think of N'Keal Harry in his debut for the Patriots?
N'Keal's, you know, worked hard and he got some opportunities yesterday and, you know, we just got to keep trying to get him up to speed. And like I said, he missed a lot of football. So got to try to incorporate him the best way we can and use his skills to see if we can, you know, see if he can, you know, be a productive player for us the second half of the year. So again, I don't want to go make a bunch of predictions and we'll do this or we'll do that. And it comes down to all of us doing it, not speaking about it, but actually going out and doing it.
Alex Guerrero was on the show last week. He said that maybe you want to play till you're 46 or 47. Is that true?
Like I said, I feel like I'm pretty much a broken record at this point. So
Oh, you've said this
I think
before.
I get asked basically every week. So. Things haven't changed much. I'm just... you know, just like I said, football is a unique sport. I mean, we're all day to day at the end of the day, but you know, it's football, it's contact sport. But it's important to have goals long-term and short-term. And, you know, thankfully I have Alex in my corner and, you know, he's been someone that's, you know, has allowed me to continue to do what I love to do. And I think, you know, the work that we put in together and, you know, we try to work, you know, diligently to stay ahead of any injuries that could pop up. And, you know, little injuries always become big injuries. And especially as you get older, you just have to really put the time and energy into it. And if you don't, you know, you'll probably suffer the fate of all football players, which is, you know, you just, your body runs out of steam. But I found Alex through a friend 15 years ago, and, you know, we're still going strong. So he's been a great blessing in my life.
I just felt horrified that he saw the food that I had for breakfast in here. It was embarrassing, Tom.
Nah, he doesn't care what you eat. Nobody cares.
So, Tom, I was out there.
Yeah, you get to choose what you eat. So that's kind of what your, you know, it's what your choices are.
Yeah.
But Tom, it's all good. They work for you, and you enjoy it. So
that's right.
That's life.
Yeah. Cannoli dip all day, every day.
Yeah. I'm sure you were feeling the brotherly love yesterday in Philadelphia, one of the more hostile environments in the NFL. I just thought I would share this with you. I was called every name I can never say on the public airwaves because I was wearing my Pats gear out in the lot. I'm sure you've seen a lot of signs that have been colorful or T-shirts with your name on them. Yesterday, I spotted a new one I thought would make you laugh. Somebody was wearing a "Breathe if you hate Tom Brady" shirt. Now, is there no greater sign of respect than that?
That's amazing. I love that. We got to track one of those down.
I think I could.
I'm sure that's probably not the only city where they feel that way. Although in Philly, you think after that win a few years ago against us, they wouldn't have that same animosity. But, you know, normally it's like when you beat the team in the Super Bowl, you feel like, you know, you appreciate it. You're kind of like, oh, man, that was cool, man. We beat you guys. But I guess not.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about something we talked a lot about on Friday, and that is the, I guess we'll call it the Myles Garrett incident. Do you think that there's ever a time when it comes to sports that law enforcement and criminal charges ought to be involved?
I mean, that's, again, I think I'm, it really doesn't matter my opinion much on these things. So I don't really make these decisions at the end of the day. So, yeah, that's about it. That's all I got to say.
That's about, okay. What about, can I ask about Colin Kaepernick? I mean, do you think that Japan
needs to... Let's hit all the controversial topics.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I, you know, Tom, election I got to ask.
2020, election 2020, let's get into...
hands-free cell phones.
Marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana.
Hands-free cell phones.
Yeah. Gun laws,
how
all
do you
of
feel,
them.
How do you feel
laws,
about plastic straws?
All the topics.
How about balloons?
Plastic straws. Balloons, everything. Climate change.
Oh, for crying out loud. I mean, I'm just trying to ask the questions. I mean, people want to know, Tom.
People want to know. Sure, go for it. Let's go. Let's hit them up.
Well, I didn't know if you had any thoughts on Colin Kaepernick or not. I'm guessing not.
Like I said, I said the other day, it's great that he got an opportunity and hopefully he makes the most of it. So. It's like everyone in the NFL. It's a great privilege to play and do something you love to do. I've felt that way for a long time. So, hopefully gets an opportunity. So I think that's kind of how I feel. Okay. I like Colin. I got to know Colin a little bit and, I know he's obviously hoping he can play.
Tom, there were a lot of worthy candidates yesterday. Bubs slinging it, J.C. Jackson, Danny Shelton playing some great defense. But we've decided that the Needham Bank, can we be your bank, player of the game is actually Jake Bailey. 8 punts yesterday. Now, when you guys last played the Eagles, the punter didn't even have to kick the ball once for you guys. Yesterday, 8 kicks and 6 inside the 20. When the offense is having trouble, how great is it to know you can rely on your punter to set the defense up so you can get it back again soon and try to do the job?
Yeah, he's done such a great job all year and, came in and battled through training camp and just has been really an exceptional player for our team and kicking the ball so well. Our punt coverage unit, special teams is doing a great job. Nick kicked the ball great yesterday. So I think there was just a lot of positives in our kicking game. And it's been a real strength of ours.
The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. And a 781 texter wants to know if you think the Patriots have eclipsed the Cowboys as America's team. Tom.
It's like a supervillain laugh.
I don't think we're probably America's favorite team at this point. So I think we've got 6 states that cheer for us. So 6 is better. Most teams have like 1 state or a little bit of an area, but we got 6. So I think that's pretty good. I think we've got, a lot of great the fans we have, we really appreciate. And they come out and support us. But we have a lot of non-fans, too. I'll put it that way.
So, and
that's okay.
And what do you always say? You love them right back, right?
That's what you got to do. And, they ended up motivating you quite a bit, and especially going on the road. And last year, I think we were 3-5 on the road. So that's, I like, and, the playoffs, we were a little better in the playoffs, but. Only having 1 loss this year on the road is been pretty good. So we just got to keep it going.
Tom, did you hear anything about or any rumblings about crowd noise yesterday during the radio broadcast? Zoe said something about maybe some noise possibly getting pumped into the stadium, that it seemed a little excessively loud from some speakers.
I like. Good job, Zoe. It's a little, I like it. I didn't notice, but again, those are not things that I would notice. And, it loud is loud. I mean, at one point where you can't hear, basically it's like loud and then louder, but you are not going to notice the difference much. It's, once it's a point where we have nonverbal communication, then kind of is what it is.
Gronk is going to be making a big announcement tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Some feel like when it comes to Gronk, that Gronk is Lucy with the football, and we are all Charlie Brown when it comes to these announcements. have you heard anything about what this announcement is by chance, Tom?
I haven't heard anything. Nope, I don't know what it is, but good for Gronk. He's got a lot of good things going, and he's happy. So, like I said, that's, you know, from a friend standpoint, that's all you want for people is to, you know, do the things they like doing, and he seems to be doing it. He seems to be in a great place.
All right. Well, listen,
seemed disappointed about that. Are you disappointed about that?
No. No, I just, good. Listen, I want to get, I feel like this morning, just in general, I want to reach out on behalf of the entire New England region and give you a warm embrace and
appreciate it.
And just say, you know what, everything is A-okay.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. 9-1. Look, we're 9-1, and yeah, hopefully we can keep learning and growing. And, you know, as crazy as it sounds, we're still kind of a relatively new, familiar, you know, getting familiar with each other on offense, and we're going to have to play our best football as we go forward. And, you know, I think that we're just going to have to try to maximize, you know, what our potential is. And, you know, whatever that is, we're going to try to score as many points as we can. And some days, if as many points as we can is 14, it's 14. And if it's 21, it's 21. If it's 28, it's 28. If it's 35, it's 35. So we'll just see if we can, you know, be our best self.
Is it a kind of thing with you where you kind of look ahead and you're thinking like, all right, I got to get this offense to where it needs to be? I know you guys do really well when it comes to not looking ahead, but do you look ahead and say, all right, I got to get it where it needs to be come playoff time?
I just think it has to win the game. Ultimately, you just have to score more points than the other team. That, you know, goes without saying. So I don't know what it's going to be on a particular week. If it's, you know, we won the Super Bowl 13-3. You know, that was pretty good. We lost the Super Bowl 41-33, so that wasn't good. So I don't know how many points it's going to be. You know, the reality is it's a team sport. It's complementary football, and, you know, the strength of our team is our defense and our special teams. So on offense, we've just got to, you know, we got to take advantage when we get opportunities and, you know, understand that, you know, where our strengths lie and try to play to them. And, you know, not give any short fields and not turn the ball over and try to take advantage when we get into the red area to score touchdowns. And that's kind of where our offense is. That's kind of where our team is.
Tom, I know there's only one stat that means anything to you, and that's winning. So I would like to end on a very positive note here for you and point out that the closest team with the active number of consecutive winning seasons at 7 is the Seattle Seahawks. The New England Patriots yesterday clinched your 19th straight winning season. How much does that matter to you?
It's pretty cool. I'd say for us, I don't know if that'll ever happen. What's been the second closest to that in the history of football? Anybody have any idea?
Usually I have those stats ready for you, but I feel as though I've let you down.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. Yeah. That's pretty good. I mean, that's, NFL is tough, and every week is a different matchup. And what may work against one team isn't going to work against the next team. And it's not like you don't get to pick your matchups. You know, it's not like boxing where you get to pick your fight. You know, you play who they schedule you to play, and whatever the conditions are, could be windy, could be rainy, could be snowy, you know, could be in a dome, whatever. And over the course of 16 games, you know, it sorts itself out. So I don't think, you know, it's you judge yourself on any one game. I think it's you judge it over the course of a long season. And we still have, you know, we still have a lot of football left. So hopefully, you know, the next 6 games are the best that we can play as a team. And that would be, that'd be pretty great. But we'll see. Like I said, we got to go do it. And we put ourselves in a decent position at 9-1. And now we've got to go capitalize on the position that we put ourselves in and try to be the best we could be.
All right, Tom Brady, chin up, chiseled chin up, and you're on to Dallas.
That's right. That's right. We look forward to getting back on the field here in 6 days and see if we can get to 10-1. So thank you guys.
All right, man.
Thank you,
we'll
Tom.
Talk to you
all right,
next thanks,
week.
Tom.
Okay. Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye
bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.